Amen. Jesus, your name is power. And tonight we are going to talk about that power of Jesus to break every stronghold. And tonight, strongholds are going to be broken in your lives. Amen. You are going to learn some things tonight from the Word of God that will break strongholds, that will set you free. Tonight we're going to talk about the effectual power of a super conqueror. In Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors, super conquerors. The power that God has given us is a power that works, a power that changes things, and a power that is effectual. Every challenge that we face, we can indeed overcome by understanding who we are in Christ Jesus and all the resources we have in Christ and all the power, the effectual power that we have in Christ, and then how to release that power to effect the change that we need in our lives. The power that is in you is effectual. Let's talk about that word effectual. In the Webster Dictionary, it means producing or able to produce a desired effect. Producing or able to produce a desired effect. So when something is effectual, it produces a change. It produces an effect on something. In the Greek, where this word is translated effectual, in the Greek, it's the Greek word energo, which, if you recognize it, it sounds a lot like our English word energy, because that's where our English word energy comes from. And in the Greek, it means active, operative, efficient. It's often translated powerful, strong, effectual, and working. Now, this is very important for us to understand what is being talked about here when it talks about energo, the energy, the effective working of God's power in our life. You know, in the natural, in physics, energy is the ability to do work. In other words, energy is something that is happening, or the ability to move or elicit change matter. So when something has energy, it can be in a couple of different ways, but one is that it is moving, and that energy, that in that motion, then when it strikes another object, that energy is transferred, or that energy is useful. It moves that object. And so energy is an important thing to understand. In effect, the amount of energy something has refers to its capacity to cause things to change. So the more energy, the more effect that it will have. I want you to catch that. The more energy, the more effect, the more working, the more effectual it will be on the object in which it is striking. Let's look at a couple of scriptures that talk about this. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Now I'm going to start in 17 just because I love this passage. So it talks about that Paul here is praying that there be a revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, so that you may know the calling that he has on your life, to know what is the calling of God on your life, and to know what is the riches of his inheritance in the saints. And now in verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So that word there, working, is the word energo, the effectual working, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought. Again, that's the word energo, which he wrought, which he brought effectual power to it in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. So we see here that that power is directed towards us. Remember what I said? The greater the power, the greater the effect. We have in us the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. The working of that mighty power was effectual in raising Jesus from the dead, and it is effectual in us. And we're going to see that as we go through this study today on the effectual power of God in your life. In Colossians chapter 2, he talks about the same kind of thing. Now, one thing I want us to notice here is if you look just down your page real quick and look at all the scripture references, you'll see that almost every single one of them is in the letters of Paul. Paul understood that effectual power of God that works in our lives. And so he talks about it a lot. Okay, Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 9. For in him, talking about in Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. Now, we've talked about this before. It says, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily in Christ, and you are complete. And that word complete is the same word as fullness. So what he's saying there is, you are filled with him. So all of God is in Christ, and all of Christ is in us. So all of God is in us, and that makes us complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also we are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Verse 12, buried with him in baptism, wherein you also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. There's that word there in ergo. The operation of God, the effectual working of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And that is in us, and we are complete in him. Now, we know that we have this power in us. But here's something interesting about energy. Okay? And it's applies in the physical, but it also applies in the spiritual. The two most common or basic forms of energy are kinetic energy and potential energy. Kinetic energy is energy in motion. It's already active. It's already happening. It's moving along. Potential energy is energy that is potentially there, but hasn't started happening yet. If I take this bottle here and I have it sitting there, it has potential energy. If it gets knocked off the table there, the energy that now gravity implies to it and pushing it down makes it now kinetic energy. And when it hits the floor, something's going to happen. You know, the water inside gets all shaken up or whatever happens. So there's kinetic energy, that's energy that's happening, that's moving, and there's potential energy. Now, here's what happens with us many times. We know that the power of God resides in us, but most of us treat it as potential energy and not as kinetic energy. See, the effectual working of the power of God in us is to be the kinetic energy. In other words, it is to have effect on things around us. It is to have effect on our own lives. It's not just there to sit and look pretty. It has to be, the potential has to be put into effect. And what puts it into effect? It's us. We have to put it into effect. We put it into effect with the words of our mouth. We put it into effect with the actions that we take. When we come up against a situation that needs the power of God, then we have to enact the power that is in us. That is what makes it effectual. That's what makes it effective. That's what puts it to work. That's what adds that kinetic energy to it that causes it to happen. So we, by our words, when we say no in the name of Jesus, every demon, devil, and evil spirit, you get out of here. See, that is putting that power to work. When we speak in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We are putting into effect the power of God that is in us, the energy of God that is effectual. And I want us to see how this word is used in the New Testament and how it applies to us. So first of all, I want to talk about the effectual working of the power in us. But before I go there, I want to share a testimony. There was a man a few years ago who was learning about the power of God that resides in him. And he was excited about it. And one day he had been asked to speak at a church. And so he had gone to that church. And while he was in that town, the pastor invited him to go to lunch. So that day they're walking down towards the restaurant. And there was some commotion that was going on, crowd of people around somebody, and they walk over there, and here in the gutter was this man lying, and a couple of people had checked him out, and they had proclaimed that he was dead. Well, this man got excited. He said, all right, a dead man. And so he went up to him, and he said, hold, get back just a second, and he grabs hold of the man's feet, and he says, in the name of Jesus. And the man jumped, and everybody, you know, steps back, and just almost right then, the ambulances came, and the paramedic come out, and so anyway, he was kind of pushed off to the side and couldn't continue with what he was doing. But he was so excited, because he had seen the effectual working of the power of God coming out of him and having an effect on that situation. So that's the kind of energy and the power of God that we are talking about. Woo! I'm getting excited. Amen. So for now, we want to talk about the effectual power of God working in you. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, it is God that is working. That's another translation for that word in ergo. It is God working effectually in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he is working in us. He is there. The potential is there. We have to continue to step out. The next verse says that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So he's working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, but we have to step out and do something about that. Number two there, the word of God is effectually working in you from 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which is heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works in you that believe. Now, I want you to notice a couple of things about that. Notice that it says, works in you, effectual working in you that believe. So there has to be faith applied to the Word of God. See, the Word of God in and of itself, when we take it into our mind, we know what the Word says, that doesn't make it effectual. That doesn't bring the affected result that we need, the result we're looking for. We have to do something with that word. Again, it's potential versus kinetic energy. So the way that the word of God works, the way it becomes effectual in us, is by our faith connecting to it. In other words, now we have to do something with it. We have to take it, and we have to speak it. We have to do it in order for it to become effectual in our lives. James puts it like this: be not only a hearer of the word, but a doer. Matter of fact, let's turn to that passage there in James chapter 1, starting in verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and then he goes away, and straightway he forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. What's he saying there? For this man, the word of God will be effectual. The word of God will have an effect. The word of God will have energy that changes their life, that changes their way of thinking, that changes their heart, changes their words. So the word of God needs to work in us effectually, but we have to let it do its work. Now in Hebrews, we see the same thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, the word of God is quick and powerful. The word powerful is energo. The word powerful there, see, the word of God is quick and effectual. The power that is in it. So when we apply the word to our life in the ways that we were talking about, hearing and then doing, acting on the word, it makes it effectual. And it goes to the deepest part of our life. It says there, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, the word has the potential. It is quick and it is powerful. We apply the word to our life by hearing it, doing it, speaking it, applying it to our life. And then the word of God is able to discern the thoughts and intentions, which then helps us to change. It's part of the transformation process that the renewed mind starts us with. Let's go on to the next point there. The power of God working effectually in us releases the abundant blessings. Now, you may not recognize it the way I wrote it out there, but that is Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power that worketh, that is energized in us. The power that is effectual in us. So while God has all these abundant blessings, notice there that it says according to. So the more that we give place to the power of God in our lives, the more we give place to his working through the word of God and changing us, the more we are applying the energy that he has given us, then the more that God can bless and do that exceedingly abundantly. So it's according to the power that works in us. I like this one in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Now remember, we're talking about the effectual power that's working in us, different ways that it works in us. Number 5, the power that raised Jesus from the dead gives life to our mortal bodies, from Romans 8, 11. But if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Now remember what we talked about, that it was the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. The effectual working of God's power that raised him from the dead, that same power works in us. And when we allow that power to dwell in us, now again, it is in us, but the dwelling in him is the way that we release that power. The way that we have the power become effectual as we are dwelling in him, as our life is enveloped and surrounded in Him, as He is the center of our life, as we are dwelling in Him, then that power becomes effectual in the way of quickening, giving life to our mortal flesh. So it is the power of God working in us. And in Romans 6, 3 through 4, we are buried with Him by His death, but raised to walk in newness of life. Verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that's that effectual working of God's power, even so we also should walk in newness of life. What does that newness of life look like? See, when the power of God and the energy of God is being released in our lives so that we are acting on it and we are changing it from potential to kinetic energy, things begin to happen in our life. We become those sons of God. Now, we are the sons of God in that we have been bought with a price. We are now the sons of God. But the actions of becoming and being that son of God, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has is ours. We are new creatures in Christ. There is a working of God's power in us that allows us to act and be those new creatures in Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are complete in Him. We already talked about that. We are partakers of His divine nature and manifested sons of God. These are results of what Jesus has done for us, the new life that He's provided for us. And all of these things are worked out in our lives as we release the power of God, as we release that effectual power of God in our lives. So now we want to talk a little bit about the effectual power working through you. We've seen how it works in us with the Word of God working in us when we release it and to allow our lives to be transformed. Now we want to talk a little bit about the effectual power working through us. However, before I go there, I want to go a little bit deeper into the effectual power working in you. This effectual power that is working in us as the Word of God is changing us, as we're becoming more like Christ, as His power is working effectually in us to will and to do of His good pleasure, as these things are happening in our life, we come to that point where we realize and need to realize that we can do anything and overcome everything. We can do anything and we can overcome everything. In every aspect of our life, with ourselves, the power of God is effectual in us to overcome habits, to overcome challenges in our bodies, things that affect ourselves. The power of God is effectual in us in the physical realm to be able to change things around us. When you think about energy, there are several different types of energy. We've already talked about kinetic energy, potential energy. There's also electrical energy, chemical energy, thermal energy, electromagnetic energy, and nuclear energy. But there is a even more powerful type of energy that most of the world knows nothing about, and that is spiritual energy. Spiritual energy. When we release from our lives the power of God, like that man that prayed for that dead man, like those of us that have commanded weather systems to change, those of us who have called forth rain, those things are enacted by a power that the world knows nothing of. It's the spiritual power that is working in us, that is effectual in every area of our life. And of course, Jesus displayed that. I mean, calming the sea and them being translated to the other side, casting demons out, the bread and fish being multiplied to feed thousands. It is the effectual energy, spiritual energy, that can work in us. And in the spiritual realm, the spiritual energy working in us, when we release that against the spiritual realm, boy, we can make amazing effects. You know, it was really exciting one time when I was praying for somebody that was having a physical challenge. I wasn't praying for their healing. I was praying against the demons, devils, and evil spirits that were attacking them. And as I processed through those prayers that we've learned here and learned in semester 3 and beyond, as I processed through those prayers, all of a sudden I got to this one point, and just as soon as I said it, every symptom left that person's body. See, we have the potential power in us that when it's released, it is effectual in the spiritual realm to send demons, devils, and evil spirits fleeing, to destroy the plans and the works of the evil one in our lives and in the lives of others. We have that spiritual power. It is working in us. It is also working through us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we learn about the gifts of the Spirit. Well, that particular word, energo, is used in there twice. In verse 6, it says, "Now there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that worketh all in all." In other words, same God that's effectual. As we have been given gifts to be able to minister to others, it is effectual because God is working through it. As we step out in faith, right, applying our faith to the Word of God, we know that when the Lord gives us a word of knowledge and we step out in it, the power of God is right there to make sure it happens. When we're believing for signs, wonders, and miracles in people's lives, when we step out in faith, believing the Word of God, the effectual power and working of God is right there to make sure that it happens. In verse 11, he says, "But all these," talking about the gifts, the nine gifts of the Spirit, "all these worketh," do I tell you what word it is? "All these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally." So again, it is the Lord working, but "all these worketh with that one and selfsame Spirit," the Spirit of God energizing and being effectual in those things. Now here's one that's really great. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love," which is made effectual by love. Now, for me, a really good illustration of this is public speaking. Now, I wasn't as fearful of public speaking as others have been, but, you know, in our congregation, as we've talked about in the past, but there was still a lot of intrepidation and stuff. And one of the ways that I overcame it was I became more concerned about you guys than about me. You know, because that's one of the things that when you're up here, you know, oh, am I going to mess up? Am I going to stumble over my words? Am I going to say something wrong? Is everybody going to laugh at me? You know, all these things that, you know, can go through your mind of what can happen and how you can mess up. But when you're more concerned about the message and about the people that you're ministering to, and in other words, loving them, desiring that they hear this and that they are changed by the Word of God, then it is easy to speak. It is easy to be able to hear, as you're up here, hear the Word of God, hear the promptings of the Spirit, in which way you should go. Because you're not concerned about yourself. I can remember times as I was learning this that all of a sudden I'd get to a point and I'd feel like I was getting into an eddy and I didn't know how to get out of it verbally. And then fear would start to rise up and then my mind would just go blank. But you know what? That doesn't happen anymore. Because I am doing this for you. I'm doing this for the Word of God to be effectual in you. And so I can easily hear and listen to the promptings of the Spirit. No longer does fear rise up and just stop everything. So one way of applying this particular scripture, that faith worketh by love, is to apply it in a public speaking situation. That by faith, you are proclaiming the Word of God that He has told you to proclaim at a particular time, or somebody that you're talking to in the store or whatever. You're doing it for them, showing love to them. So it's easier to step out and to love them. And so faith is made effectual by our love. Ephesians 3:7, Paul's talking here about he himself, and he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. In other words, as the power of God was effectually working in Paul, he heard that call and became that minister that God needed him to be. It was the effectual working of God's power in him. And now I want to go on to this next one that also has to do with ministry. Because ministry can be hard work. Ministry can be a lot of time and effort. You didn't know that, Pastor? Well, let me tell you. No. But I want you to see Paul here. Now remember, he's the one that used this word. He's the one that understood the effectual working of God, the effectual power of God in his life. I'm going to read it in the Amplified, but I'm going to start in verse 27. Whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within you and among you, the hope of realizing that glory. Verse 28. Him, talking about Christ, we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insights into the ways and purposes of God, that we may present every man mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete and perfect in Christ, the Anointed One. Now, verse 29. For this I labor unto weariness, striving with all superhuman energy, which He so mightily enkindles and works within me. Striving with all superhuman energy. Now the word energo is actually used in here twice. Striving with all superhuman energy. So that is that effectual working of God's superhuman energy to accomplish the task. Again, it is done by faith. We have to step out by faith and receive it. It's not just going to happen. Striving with superhuman energy, which He so mightily enkindles and works in us. There it is again. So it is His energy that energizes us. That's what He's talking about here. That abundant energy that energizes us. So it is that effectual working of the power of God as we step out in Him in the midst of our ministering that He gives us all the strength that we need in order to accomplish what He has called us to accomplish. You catching that, Pastor Fred?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Another way that this effectual working of God happens is as the body is working together like it's supposed to. Look at Ephesians 4, 16, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. So as we are working together as the body of Christ and joining our lives together to accomplish His purpose, there is an effectual working that takes place in us and through us as we are all applying the Word of God and serving Christ together. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, the communication of your faith is effectual by understanding who you are. In Paul's letter to Philemon, he says this starting in verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of thy faith and love which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. Let's go back a little bit to verse 4. So verse 4 is him leading into telling what it is that he is praying for this man, Philemon, about. Verse 5 is why he's praying for him. He says, hearing of your faith towards Jesus and your love towards all the saints. Now, this is a very common statement by Paul. If you look at the beginning of almost every one of his books, he says a very similar thing. You can see it really clear in Colossians chapter 1, where before he says the prayer for the Colossians, he says, I heard about your faith in Jesus and your love towards all the saints. Therefore, I'm praying that such and such. So it's very common in his letters. So to him, when he saw their faith in Jesus and their love, it inspired him and encouraged him to pray more deeply for them. And so for this particular man, he had heard of his love for the saints and his faith in Jesus. Verse 6, so here is what he's praying, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So what's he saying here? That the communication of your faith, in other words, that the communication would be the outward showing, the releasing, the effectual working of their faith, the communication of it, the giving out their faith, their believing on the Word of God, whatever it might be, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual, effective. And how does it become effective? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. In other words, who you are in Christ and who you think you are and know who you are in Christ helps you to be able to more effectively minister the Word of God, minister in faith. So, for example, the list that I gave you in part B under number 6. See, if we know who we are in Christ as sons of God, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, as new creatures in Christ, having the mind of Christ, seated with Christ in heavenly places, complete in Him, partakers of His divine nature, part of the glorious church and a manifested Son of God. If we see ourselves as God sees us, as we see ourselves in that light, as we acknowledge within ourselves who we are in Christ, what He has done for us, then it makes the communication of our faith, it makes the releasing of our faith effective, effectual, because we know who we are in Christ, we know what we can accomplish through Him, and we can then use our faith on the Word of God to become effective and effectual in others. So this is a very important verse about the effective ministry to others by understanding who you are in Christ. So how do we release this? We've talked about a little bit already. We release the power of God by pouring out of our belly rivers of living water. Jesus said that in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, interesting, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost had not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So now that the Holy Ghost has been given, we have the power of God in us. So we release the power of God out of our bellies by our words and our actions. Those of us who know how to establish the kingdom of God have seen the effect of this, of releasing out of our innermost being rivers of living water to flood an area, establishing the kingdom of God in that area. And we've seen the effects of that. So one way of releasing the power that is in us is with releasing those rivers of living water out of our innermost being. Secondly, we release the power of God by speaking the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we've learned here that that word ask in the Greek, a higher understanding of that is if we demand anything. It has been given to us. We are demanding that it happen. We are demanding of the evil one that he release things in our lives. We are demanding and speaking forth what God's word has promised to us already. If you ask anything, demand anything in my name, he says, I will do it. So as we speak the name of Jesus, and of course we can do that, and we do that as part of our affirmations. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. Or I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're including the name of Jesus. We are releasing the power, that effectual power in us. And then, of course, we release the power of God through prayer that is effectual. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The effective, fervent prayer. What is that effective, fervent prayer? It is a prayer that is based in faith, based on the Word of God. And so we speak and proclaim the prayer of faith. We take authority over a situation according to the Word of God. That is an effectual prayer, and we stand on that until we see the manifestation of it. So we release the power of God through our prayers that are effectual. So I want you to see tonight that the Word tells us that all of God lives in us, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, but it is potential power, and we need to release it so that it changes from potential power to kinetic power. And we do that with the words that we speak, with the actions that we take, with the prayers that we pray. We release the power of God. And so don't just let that potential stay inside of you. Look for ways to release it, to let that power of God become effectual and effective in the lives of those that you're ministering to and in your own life, to break every habit, to deal with every situation, every challenge, because in Christ Jesus, we can do anything and we can overcome everything with the power that works in us. Amen.
Well, I must tell you, that's not really an A-level teaching. That's probably an A-plus teaching. But I'm not sure of that. It might be an A++. That's really, really something that we need to take the outline and go over all those scriptures. Amen. Let me see if I can tell you what he's saying from a different perspective. Okay? All the power there is belongs to God, and God is in you. And that's the potential power, potential for you. Now you make that kinetic. You release that as energy and power through using the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus has all the power vested in it. So you take that potential power that's in you, the power of God, that's available to change situations and circumstances, to change anything, and you put it into operation by making it kinetic through using the name of Jesus. Let's take Smith Wigglesworth. He goes into a mortuary type place, and there's a dead body lying on the table. And he goes over and he says to the body, "Get up in the name of Jesus." And the body ignores him like he was dead. You know? So he said a couple of times, he's a big man. Then he picks up the body, slams it against the wall and says, "Stand up." And the body hits the wall and slid down to the floor. So he walks over, picks him up again, slams him against the wall and says, "Stand up." And the body slides onto the floor. And he comes back and he grabs him the third time and slams him against the wall. "In the name of Jesus, stand up." And the body hit the ground, came back to life and stood up. Now that's changing that potential power into kinetic power. Now this same man realized he was just beginning. When he came to the United States, as many times as he could, go to Niagara Falls and watch the floods of all this water coming over and falling down, all that kinetic power being released. Just the power of this awesome river coming over the falls. And he'd cry and he'd say, "God, like that, that's why I want the rivers of living water flowing out of me." See, that's what you and I want. That's what we need to have. The desire that would be so in tune to God, so much in love with God, that it would flow out of us like Niagara Falls. Amen? Let me put it to you another way. My brother, when he was a kid, was into a lot of things that active young men, I mean, I was a bookworm, he was a real jock, so he got in a little more trouble than I did. So it's Christmas time, they're sending off firecrackers, and they threw one of these, and it didn't go off. So he's too young to be setting them off, but he's not too young to smoke them. He goes over, picks it up, and sticks it in his mouth because he's smoking. And he puffs, and he goes, "Boom!" Never did it more than once. But the power in that thing went kinetic. And praise God, his lips weren't blown off, right? No, with a small one. They have the bigger ones, right? I forget what they call them today, but you know what I mean, right? The big, fat, red ones, right? Okay? Cherry bombs, and it is, yeah. Those are big dudes. And they can blow things up. We should put them on the cans and light them off. Boom, and the can would go flying up in the air. Well, that's nothing compared to a stick of TNT, which is also red. Take one stick of TNT, and you can really do some serious damage. Never seen it, but I'm sure if you put it in the one in the car, it would just demolish the car. It's one stick. Now, what if you had 1 ton of TNT? Enough sticks to make up 1 ton. That's 2,240 pounds in the United Kingdom. That's 2,000 pounds here, which is not too bad. Suppose you had enough sticks of TNT to make up 1 ton. That would make a pretty big bang, right? The potential of that is tremendous. The kinetic power of that can take a building down. Actually, a lot of buildings. Okay? That's 1 ton. Now, suppose you had 1 million tons. Now we're getting up there. You with me so far? Picture 1 million tons of TNT lined up. I mean, how high would that be? Pretty high, because each one is kind of small. That's a lot of TNT for 1 million tons. Suppose you start off 1 million tons of TNT. You don't want to be around there, right? How about 150 million tons? And that's what you get when you release a nuclear bomb. 150 million tons of TNT. Hoodum! And all that power that's kinetic exploding comes from maybe 1 pound of uranium. 1 pound of uranium. These numbers are approximate. It's been a long, long time since I've done nuclear physics, okay? 1 pound of uranium has the potential to release energy, energo, equivalent to 150 million tons of TNT. Now, to do that, we have to set up a chain reaction. And how they do that is very intricate. But here's the interesting thing. The container that they use for it has to be done by master craftsmen without a blemish. The container is so refined, it has no blemish. They tool it, and they tool it for a long time. Days, weeks, maybe months, getting it absolutely perfect so there's no imperfection to slow down this chain reaction. One of the hardest things is to get the container correct. Well, see, we're the container of power that's a lot more than 150 million megatons. We are that container. And that chain reaction in us to release that power is there and available to us. And we take this container and we purify this container through holiness. We, through holiness, perfect the container so we can loose the power out of the container. And then we loose it in a chain reaction that's initiated by love. See, no matter how wonderful and powerful this nuclear bomb is, there's always a trigger to set it off. No trigger, no bummy. Okay? And that trigger is love. You take that trigger to loose it when you use the name of Jesus in love. And out of you comes all that kinetic energy the pastor was talking about. Amen? Meditate on that. Dwell on that. Let it become rhema to you. Let it become so much in you that all you want to do is loose this power out of you. And then change your life to become a holy life and to loose that power to change the world. Amen? Thank you, Pastor.
Lord God, we thank you that in your word you said that you sent your word and you healed them. And you sent Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. And your flesh, Lord Jesus, was broken for us. That you were the container of all of the energy of God. And your flesh was broken for us. That you took every infirmity and sickness and disease, and you abolished all of that so that our bodies are made whole. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you are the bread of life, that your love flows to us, that we have completeness in you, that your body, when it was broken, released power. And as we eat of this bread, there is power that's released into our bodies. That this is our point of contact, that our faith is released for our healing when we receive this bread as we eat of it. You said, "This is my body broken for you." And we believe it. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, so we partake now of your divine healing energy.
And after the supper, he took the cup, and I can picture him holding it up to his disciples and saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you, for remission from sins." Whole new concept for them. Remission, the power to wipe away every sin for all time. No need to go back every year and take care of only the last year. Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world to pay the price for every sin, past, present, future, known and unknown. We sing there's power in the blood of Jesus, and indeed that is true. Mighty power, not just for washing away all of our sins, not just for making us righteous before God, but for establishing the old covenant and establishing and creating the new, better, and everlasting covenant with all the covenant promises. We hold in our hands the cup of blessing, the power of fulfillment of all that Jesus paid the price for. The potential is here. As we apply it to ourselves, as we call upon the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the covenant with Almighty God for our claiming all that belongs to us, we move it from the potential to the reality, to the energy of living what Jesus created us for, and our way of saying thank you to him, that the gift has been opened and is being enjoyed. That is his thank you for all he did for us. And we do thank you, Jesus, so much as we now partake together of this precious, precious blood of Jesus Christ.